mercy and peace be to you from God our Father and from our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Amen. There can be little doubt that you and I are living in a world which is increasingly hostile to the Lord Jesus and to his word of truth. Although in our country we are not subject to the kind of bloody persecution suffered by fellow Christians in other parts of the world, we are in fact subject to that more subtle kind of pressure to go along, to get along, to follow not the word of Jesus, but the ever more decadent culture, saturated as it is with greed and lust. And because of all this, we as believing Christians may often find ourselves a bit discouraged and cast down. If we are, then the parable told by Jesus in this day's gospel can be a great help. Jesus told this parable at something of a turning point in his ministry. Although the common people were listening to him gladly, their leaders were becoming more and more hostile to him. His sworn enemies, the Pharisees, made plans to destroy him. And it's against the background of this tension that Jesus tells this parable. Aware as the people were of the growing hostility to Jesus, they were perhaps asking themselves, where will this all end? Will any good come out of it? Will Jesus suffer the same fate as the many deceivers and false prophets who'd held out vain and empty hopes to the people? And so Jesus tells this parable, to his hearers, very familiar story of farming. A farmer was sowing seed in his fields, and as he did, some fell along the path and was trampled underfoot. Birds came and ate it up. Some fell on rocky places with very little soil. It sprang up quickly, but because the soil was shallow, when the sun came up, the plants were scorched and they withered away because they had no root. Other seed fell among thorns, which grew up and choked the plants. And still other seed fell on good soil and yielded a bountiful harvest. Jesus, by this parable, is telling us that just as the seed sown in the ground is good seed, so also the word he preaches is itself both good and life-giving. But just as the seed has to contend with all kinds of soil that make growth difficult, even impossible, just so the life-giving word he proclaims is received by hard hearts, shallow hearts, distracted hearts, and so meets with resistance, with indifference, with hostility. But the difficulty, the problem, is not with the seed, but with the ground. Not with Jesus' word, but with the reception it meets in the hearts of those who hear. Jesus is himself the sower of the seed, and that seed is his word. And what is Jesus' word? It's the word he proclaimed from the very beginning of his ministry. Repent, for the kingdom of heaven is at hand. Repentance is a deliberate turning away from our self-chosen ways of disobedience. And repentance is also a turning toward him as our King. Repent, for the kingdom of heaven is at hand. But Jesus not only sows the seed of God's good and wholesome word, Jesus is himself the Word of God, the embodied Word of God the Father, that Word of the Father now in flesh appearing, as we sing every year on the happy night of Jesus' birth. Word of the Father, now in flesh appearing. And as God says through the prophet Isaiah in the Old Testament reading for this day, my word shall not return to me empty, but shall accomplish that which I please, and shall prosper in the thing whereto I sent it. And so our part is humbly, penitently, trustingly, joyfully, to receive his word, to receive him who is the word, and then to be his faithful, courageous witnesses, come what may, confident of the final victory, because the tomb is empty and the Lord is risen. You and I can't possibly know what will happen in the church's continuing journey through this world. But we do, in fact, know how the story will end, because we know Jesus, who says, I am the beginning and the end, the Alpha and the Omega, and who says, surely I am coming soon. Even so, come, Lord Jesus, come now in this holy sacrament, come in the end which is no end, but the fulfillment of the life eternal and the joy everlasting. Amen. And the peace of God, which passes all understanding, keep your hearts and minds through Christ Jesus unto life everlasting. Amen. I believe in one God, the Father Almighty.